This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
The other side, and this is the problem with urgency also, is that this is the part when done wrong, it just feels super gross. And that's been my word of this year that I've been using whenever I'm talking and speaking and training and podcasts, is just gross. And I think most people can relate to that. It's when you think of sales, you think of that pushy person who's only focused on their goals to help you buy, to make you buy, to push you into buying, to convincing you into buying, that it's their urgency, right? It's, hey, what would it take for you to buy today instead of leaving, right? What will it take for you to buy by the end of the quarter, by the end of the month, by the end of the week, by the end of today, before you walk off the lot, before you leave the store? It's that kind of like, here's this urgency, and maybe with a bribe or what is it going to take mode. It's just desperate and gross, right? And that is what usually pushes people, at least what I've seen, away from using urgency in their sales process, because they have a bad experience of it as a customer before they get into sales, and then urgency seems gross. Asking for the sale, moving people to the sale, pushing for the sale, persuading people, you know, telling them that they need to do this now. Most people have had experiences where that was done incorrectly. And here's what I'll tell you. Here's what the fundamental thing to understand about urgency is. It's not urgency's fault. The problem is not urgency. I'm going to repeat that. The problem is not urgency, right? The problem is not urgency. It's the application of urgency. And I will also say it's the timing and, of course, the intent of urgency. When done wrong, it's going to feel one way. When done right, and I will use that right or wrong, it feels another way, right? There's two different modes. It's not urgency's fault. Here's when urgency typically feels bad, gross, ineffective, wrong, manipulative, right? You can use whatever words you want. Is usually when it's done early. When it's two things. One is when it's done early in the sales process, like right out of the gate, somebody's pushing for you to buy right now and they don't know you. They don't know if it's a good fit. They're just pushing you. They just assume you need this, assume you need this now. Like, you know, think of those, like depending on where you live and what experiences, if you've been in a mall recently, just think about the last time you were in a mall, like an indoor shopping mall, especially here in the US, and walking down the middle and there's all these like booths, right? These stands that have popped up. They weren't there as when I was a kid, but this is now a thing. And then those people in there, like they actually have rules now that they can't like be too pushy. But there was a period of time there where there was no rules. And if you walk by, they're just really pushy and urgent. Like, you've got to try this. You try this skincare, try this cologne. You need this. Hey, buy this. Come here. Like, that is what like doesn't feel good. And that's when urgency is done in a way that makes it feel like urgency is the problem. Again, the other part is the intent, right? Where it's, you know, I don't necessarily care what you want or need or why you might be saying no today and that you need to wait until next month, but I'm going to push you anyway and make it happen. Now, there's always a fine line, because sometimes people are saying no or not ready or not yet because you just didn't do a good job at sales, right? Like in persuading them, in uncovering their needs, their wants, their timeline, their, you know, whatever. And they're using that as an objection and an obstacle so they can just get away from you and get away from the sales process. So it is a delicate balance. I work with a lot of companies and a lot of individuals where sometimes it's a valid reason for someone not to buy today. Other times it's the salesperson and they didn't follow the process. They didn't use these steps. They didn't use the authentic persuasion pathway. And then what I do is I coach them and I help them by listening to calls, dissecting what they're doing. We go through their process and what they're actually saying and actually doing instead of just checking the boxes. Oh, I did the rapport step. Oh, I did the empathy step. I did the trust step. I don't know why people don't trust me. It's like, okay, but how are you doing? There's so much to it when you get down into applying it, right? It's like watching a video about golf and seeing people golf and then going out there and being effective at golfing, right? Like being able to do it and consistently, because I will say my golf game is very inconsistent. I'm pretty good at hitting the ball most of the time. Not always sure where it's going to go, but I'm good at hitting it most of the time. When I'm really dialed in, it's when, and when I have somebody helping me, it's really, then it's going to be more consistent, right? I know if I use this club and I swing like this, it should go mostly in this direction and then just keep moving forward. So that is the big thing with urgency, is knowing that balance.